music. Where's my ribbon?
Semifinals, here we come. Thanks to this man. Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, guys, get a room.
So it's up tonight, guys. Wings, little mistakes.
I'm thinking Drive-In.
I hear there's a new horror film.
Oh, well, I'm dying to see it.
Oh, so you two plan to watch the movie this time.
You're one to talk. Last night, you two barely came up for air.
It was her fault, I'm just saying.
You know what, guys? I think I'm going to sit down on this one. You don't need a fifth wheel.
Oh, come on. My dad's car is big enough to fit us all.
But if it's all the same, I'm just going to stay behind and work on my jump shot.
All right. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, you do.
Sweet. The last cereal is always the best cereal.
You wouldn't deprive a girl of her favorite breakfast before facing a long, lonely day at her new school, now would you?
It sounds like someone's regretting their decision to leave Degrassi for Beechwood Private Preparatory School for Young Ladies.
I had to prove to Mom and Dad that I could turn over a new leaf. And the rents are finally starting to forgive me for all the terrible things I did at Degrassi. Only I could make a friend or two.
Well, what about the Amati's daughter? Doesn't she go there?
Malika.
Yeah.
That girl treats me like a leper.
Fine, take it. Well, Mom and Dad think that that girl is a saint, so if you want to get in their good books, I would start with her.
Yeah, I mean, because if I invite her over, she'll have to talk to me. Then we'll become friends and I'll be a saint by association. Thanks, Dad.
Led by top scorer Drew Torres, our boys' basketball team is heading to the semifinals. Way to go, Panthers.
Morning. Did you catch the game yesterday? It's no big deal, just that I led the team to victory. Hey, we're going to the semifinals. So I was wondering if you wanted to help celebrate tonight when we win.
Sorry. Not interested. Oh, poor Romeo got shut down. You gonna cry about it?
I lost Bianca.
Please. Maybe next time, don't bring your A game to the B squad.
B squad? Look who's talking. Your number's in every stall in the guy's bathroom.
So you've got it then. Call me.
So your papers on Vimy Ridge are due tomorrow. We're 20% of your mark. So don't let this be your DF.
You done yours? Because I was hoping we could hang tonight.
Great. I was thinking
chicken wings and the hockey game on the big screen.
Not exactly. I was going to ask if you want to come to a showing.
A showing? Of what?
Local artists. I'm meeting my friend Thomas.
Oh, the ex-boyfriend.
We're just friends. You should come meet him.
Saying I'm just not very arty. It'd be weird.
I just thought we could do something I like.
Who is in your cereal?
Say you had a boyfriend and you asked him to do something, but it wasn't his thing. And he said no.
Well, you better have a darn good excuse.
Zane asked me to an art show.
And you said no?
Well, I won't know what to say. It'll suck.
Well, that's what being a good boyfriend is about, Riley.
Doing stuff that sucks?
Lots of the time, yeah.
What do you wear to an art showing?
Something artsy.
Then I'm gonna need a makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, how was the movie last night?
You didn't miss much.
Hey, man, yo, you missed out last night. After the movies, you brought the girls back to Casey's place, made this insane new way to play Twister. I got my right hand on red. Cheer.
Okay, it was a pretty good time. I didn't want you to feel left out, though.
Mission accomplished.
Hey, don't sweat it. After we slam in the semifinals tonight, there's trivia night at Little Mistakes.
You know, you guys are going to be busy with your ladies, and I'd bring one, but I can't seem to find a girl of my life dependent on it.
Come here. Ever since Vegas night, when you cheated on Allie with Bianca, you got a bit of a reputation.
Okay, come on, that's crazy.
Look, Bianca's famously gross. I mean, Lord knows what she's done and to who. And, you know, after you two hooked up, it's gross by association.
So I guess I'll just be flying solo for a little while.
No, you just need to find a girl who doesn't care about your reputation.
Maybe Bianca's free.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's just so hard and frustrating. Like, there seems like no point of having a boyfriend sometimes because it's like so many obstacles just to see him. It's hard.
Hey, how's it going?
Peachy. So, my parents are ridiculous. I mean, why even have a boyfriend if I'm not allowed to see him?
Ugh, parents are the worst, right?
I mean, do they expect me to do homework all the time? Please.
If you think yours are in your case, girl, we should talk.
Do I know you?
I'm Allie. Allie Bhandari.
You're the one. I think my mom has a girl crush on yours.
Actually, she wants me to invite you over for dinner. Might be a chance to win points with both of them. I told her you wouldn't be into it, but she insists I ask, so.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
Really? I mean, great.
Okay.
About this outfit?
I'm sure your boyfriend will love it.
Don't stop on my account.
What are you doing here?
I was gonna ask you the same thing. Shouldn't you be getting pumped for the game with your dumbass jock friends?
Yeah, they're busy getting pumped with their girlfriends.
Why let them have all the fun?
You should leave.
And you should relax.
I can't. Every girl in Degrassi won't talk to me because of you.
What happened at Vegas night takes two people.
Whatever.
I seem to remember you loved it.
Why don't you just move on to whoever's next on your list of things to do?
Hey, I don't take just anyone to the boiler room, you know. And maybe, just maybe, you've been going for the wrong type of girl.
And you think you're the right type?
We had a lot of fun together. We could have a lot more.
You like me.
Get over yourself. Just because some girls think you're hot stuff.
What do you think?
I'm too bored to argue. I thought you wanted me to leave.
I'm pretty sure you wanted me to relax.
Is my phone number really in all the guys' bathroom stalls?
No.
Because yours is in all the girls.
Oh, reputations suck.
Agreed. So, how long have you been drumming?
Just a few years.
I had no idea.
No one does. I'm not that good yet.
You care a lot about what people think.
No, I don't.
Well, for the record,
You sounded awesome.
Really?
Thought you didn't care what people think.
When they look like you, I do. I haven't had this much fun in a while.
Doesn't have to stop here. So, what do you say we go to the drive-in tonight? Fog up some windows?
I'd love to. It's just I've got that basketball game.
Right. Well, your loss.
You should come. It'll be fun.
Bunch of jocks chasing after a ball. Sounds like a blast.
Suit yourself. But either way, we should do this again. Soon.
Oh.
Surprise.
Surprise indeed. Nice hair.
Thanks. I hope I'm artsy enough.
No doubt about that.
Zane, will you stop accosting the patrons?
Thomas, this is Riley.
Riley, I've heard so much about you.
Really?
Oh, you know Zane. He's a running commentary. So you two have really been through the ringer, huh?
And it's only made us stronger.
Sure has. Thomas is a huge supporter of the local art community.
That's great. I love the local art community.
Really?
Can't get enough.
You think games are the worst?
I agreed. Is it too late to RSVP for trivia night after the game?
You changed your mind.
Yeah, I might even bring someone.
Yeah, I knew you could do it. My man picks up a ringer.
This was not a ringer. She's actually pretty cool.
Anyone I know?
Bianca.
As in Bianca?
Yeah, okay, look. I know she's got a bad rep, but she's kind of awesome and incredibly hot.
Look, man, all the girls hate Bianca. If you burn her out, things will just get super awkward.
Hey, look, I get it. She's super hot.
Crazy hot.
Like the sun. But you can do better. You've done better. Besides, we've got a big game. All right, you don't need any distractions.
Says the guy with the pregnant girlfriend.
I'm just saying. Might be best to stay clear of this one.
Wow, Mom, this butter chicken was amazing. Don't you think, Malika?
Oh, it's just a simple family recipe.
May I please have a copy so I can slip it into my mom's recipes? Here, Allie, let me help you with this.
Such a wonderful young lady. Your mother always tells me how proud she is of you.
Sometimes she goes a little overboard.
I'm gonna twist Malika's arm for a crash course on making parents proud.
It's a shame you have to go.
And maybe she doesn't have to. Could you maybe call Mrs. Amati and see if she can stay over?
I don't see why not, if it's okay with your friend.
Sure, if you're sure it's not too much trouble, Mrs. Bhandari.
It would be our pleasure.
Thanks, Mom. Sleepover.
This piece is interesting.
Very interesting. What do you think the artist was trying to say? That something dangerous can be, beautiful. Huh. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, what do you think?
Very interesting.
Well, yes, everything's interesting. Can you be more specific?
Very interesting how the artist thought he can pass off a terrible finger painting as art. Good luck, Thomas Farron.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thomas, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, boy. Hey.
Locker room, let's go.
Hey, nice finish.
Thanks, man. You're a beast on rebounds.
What's she doing here?
I didn't think she'd come.
All right, well, don't let her distract you, huh?
Yes, sir. Thought you weren't into basketball.
Yeah, well, maybe you could change that.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on, y'all. Be right down.
Can I talk to you first?
I shouldn't have gone.
Thomas will get over it.
Art's your scene, so I was trying to pretend like it was mine, too.
We just got over the two Rileys problem. No need to create another one. You don't have to pretend to like art. Which you suck at, by the way.
How'd Thomas take it?
I had to talk him out of the bathroom for an hour. Such a drama queen. But he'll get over it.
I can't believe how lucky I am.
The study buddies.
Ma, what are you doing?
I'll just leave these here.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. I'm not ready to have this conversation.
Ready or not, it's coming. You want me to stay?
I'll just deal.
Okay. Good luck.
In the game, guys. Drew, focus. Use your team. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so let's get in there and win this.
Dude, stop showboating for Bianca.
I'd be making no shots if you guys backed me up out there.
Oh, seriously? Don't let her get between us and the finals.
Or she won't.
Tomorrow, we got ourselves a trophy.
Yeah, the finals, baby. Woo!
Great game, guys. So, where are we taking this party?
We're all going to Little Mistakes, right?
She's coming.
Thanks, guys. Tell them I'm not wanted. Let's get out of here. All right, well, I'm gonna go hit the sack. I'll see you girls in the AM.
Thanks so much for staying over.
It's okay. Your family's pretty cool.
Actually, that was the first family dinner we've had in weeks that didn't end up either in a huge fight or painful silence.
Why?
Let's just say I was transferred to your school for a reason. But this time I will not screw it up, so you better get used to this. Ready to call it a night? What's wrong?
Tonight's sleepover provides the perfect opportunity for me to slip out and see my boyfriend.
The classic sneak out move.
Will you cover for me? I'll owe you big time.
I don't know. I mean, if my parents find out...
They won't. I'll be back before sunrise.
Okay.
Thanks. Toss me my purse.
You smoke? What do your parents think?
That they have a daughter who doesn't smoke. See you tomorrow.
I'll leave the door unlocked.